morning, we passed through the old town of Boston and saw an old church building had a sign out front, Meeting House Antiques. I don't know who, I don't know what that would be. But how tragic to think that some piece of furniture that's old is far more important than some of the precepts of God. That's obviously the case. Our church buildings are closing, changing them into something else. Isn't it kind of funny about old things? You know, I used to have a Mickey Mouse watch. I had a $28 gold piece one time, worth now about $700. You know, I used to say things, but obviously I saved all the wrong things. Because nothing that I saved ever got valuable. How ridiculous. Let's look at John chapter 10. John chapter 10. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And the stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spoke Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spoke unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. He that is an hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, sees the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have that are not of this fold, them also I must bring, they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. Looking at things the way God sees them is a very interesting thing to do. It may be a difficult thing to do. We have a way of looking at things because of we're human and we see things, we see the things of this earth, we're used to physical things, so we see things on the basis of the physical. But God sees things differently. He wrote this book in order to give us his viewpoint of things. And we have difficulty because we would rather see things our way. We don't necessarily like to see things God's way. And I believe in John chapter 10, he's giving us a picture of the world. Now you think of a sheepfold, and whenever God says something about something to think about, we should think about it. We should activate our imagination right away. So we've got a sheepfold in your mind, okay? You got it? Come on, let's go get that sheepfold going. That's a little early, I know, 11:30 already. That sheepfold, there's a fence around it, obviously, right? You got the fence? If you don't have the fence, put one. Big, high fence, okay? Okay, now let's move inside. Now, there's no grass in there. Please get the grass out of there. The grass has long been trampled under feet. Okay? okay? There's a sloppy old water trough over in the corner. It's all muddy, icky water. The inside of the place is also muddy because there's no grass. It's been trampled underfoot by all the sheep. You got the picture? Not very nice, is it? It's not very nice. It isn't nice. Okay. Now, picture a door. Okay? You got a door in the wall here. And occasionally, a shepherd comes to the door. He does not come inside. So you've got to erase any idea of any shepherd being inside the sheepfold. He's not there. There is no shepherd inside. Now notice the number of things we don't have inside. There's no grass to eat. There's no water. There is a place where the sheep can eat, where somebody comes in and dumps some food in every once in a while. And if we could picture that, if you've ever done this to an animal, we had pigs one time, they're quite different from sheep though, but remember you tried to put the food in the trough, they were standing in it, waiting for the food, and ready to fight. And the sheep will fight too over food. So that's not a very nice situation either. So in the corner of the sheepfold, you've got a place where the animals fight over food. No grass, no fresh water, no shepherd. And the place is a little dangerous because it says here, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. So it is possible for somebody to climb up over the fence and steal the sheep. Okay? Dangerous place. Got the picture? Occasionally, the shepherd appears at the door. What is he doing? He's calling sheep by name. And then what is he doing? He's leading them out. Oh, I like that. You got the picture? Here's a messy, stinking, old sheepfold, muddy, dirty, unhappy, dangerous. And there's a shepherd coming to the door, often calling sheep and leading them out. Now, what's outside? Green grass. Fresh, green grass. If you just picture a sheep inside that sheepfold and he's all dirty because it's muddy in there, it's not very nice. There's another thing that's happening in that sheepfold too. If you've ever seen sheep in a sheepfold, they're over by the fence. They're over by the fence. And if there's cracks in the fence, they're trying to get through the fence to get to that grass that's outside. They are not bunched together in the middle. They're all on the outside along the fence. Can you imagine the shepherd coming to the sheepfold and leading his sheep out, and he takes them out to the nice long flowing grass in the pasture, where the first thing that begins to happen to them is they're getting washed as they walk through that grass. And if you've ever seen sheep leave a sheepfold all dirty and walk through the deep grass, it isn't too long before they're sparkling clean. An amazing transformation is taking place. Why? Because the shepherd is leading them out. Now, there's something else that's outside, that's not inside, and that's freedom. Freedom. Inside the sheepfold with the fence, there's obviously no freedom. And there's a tendency to want to get out. I was driving down a back road one day, come over a hill, and over to the right was a great big field, and there was sheep in it, quite a lot of sheep. And just as I got over the brow of the hill, I got a flat tire. And that's no place to stop to change a tire, running just over the brow of the hill, so I rolled down to the bottom of the hill, flop, 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 you know, how tires make such a nice noise when you're doing that. And I'm flop, flop, flopping down the road, and I'm watching these sheep, and they're all running towards me. Every single sheep is running towards me and following me along the fence as I get flip, flop, flip, flop. At the bottom of the hill is the gate to this field, and all the sheep congregate at the gate, and they're looking at me. And all I did was change my tire. What a bunch of spectators I had. I wonder what they thought that noise was.
Maybe they thought here somebody's going to let us out.
Unfortunately, I couldn't let them out. I wish I could have. I was in real trouble. But all the time I changed the tire, they were all pressing against the gate, watching me, waiting. What a picture. What a picture. Because what we have is a picture of the world today in a filthy place. Not a nice place at all. And there's a door. And there's a shepherd coming to the door and calling sheep by name. Because what does he want to do? He wants to lead them out. He wants to lead them out. He wants them out of this place. It's interesting as we read in Psalms, and we sing Psalm 100. We are his people and the sheep of his fold? No. Of what?
Pasture.
The sheep of his pasture. Which would you rather have? A sheepfold or a pasture? Let's have pasture. You see, the whole idea of what Jesus Christ is presenting to the world today is freedom from the mess that the world is in, where there is pasture. You notice when he said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. You see, people today in the world think they're in. When they are not in, they are outside. They are outside of God. They're outside of the whole family of God and the whole fellowship of God. And Jesus Christ is the door, and when you walk through the door, then you're in. You see, the world has everything all mixed up, don't they? When you talk about being in, when the world talks about being in, you take a good look at that situation and you'll find it's outside of God. Desperately outside of God. And what Jesus Christ wants us to come in. And when we're in, we're outside of the sheepfold, but we're in the place that God wants us to be. Where there's pasture. Where there is food. Where there is water. The shepherd leads the sheep out to something, to grass. And when you think of that in a spiritual way, he's leading us out to the Word of God. This is our food. Take a look at the books that people are reading today. It's the garbage of the sheepfold. It's mud, it's dirt, it's filth. It's amazing. I went to the Salamanca Library and pulled out half a dozen pornographic books and took them to the principal. And he said, why do you have to have this kind of a book in the high school library? I said, the kids have got to be exposed to all kinds of literature. And I said, why? He said, because they've got to be exposed to all kinds of literature. And again, I asked him why. Because we've got to expose them to all kinds of literature. They don't have an answer. But that vile garbage is what's turning people deeper and deeper astray and deeper further away from God. And what is the shepherd trying to do? He's trying to lead us out of that mess into a place where there is something valuable to read. The reading of this book does something to us. Something very positive and something very wonderful. The shepherd leads him out to clean water for cleansing. And of course the scripture is referred to as the water of the Word of God. It can cleanse us. You don't get clean in the sheepfold. It's too muddy. The water is dirty. There is no place to get clean. The shepherd leads the sheep out to togetherness. Because what happens, and imagine if I had opened that gate while I'm fixing my tire, I would have had a whole bunch of sheep around me. I think. They were so anxious. Inside the sheepfold, the sheep are scattered up against the fence. They are not together. But as soon as the shepherd leads them out, all the sheep are around the shepherd. And as a result, all the sheep are closer together. So the shepherd is leading his sheep out to togetherness. And that's the church of Jesus Christ. being together. Not coming together because we've got some kind of ritual to perform. Coming together because we want to be together, and we have one attraction, and that's Jesus Christ. So the shepherd leads them out to togetherness. Now the shepherd also leads them out to safety. Remember, the sheepfold is not a safe place. It may look like a safe place, because there's a wall around it. That wall does not keep out the thief, obviously. So the world today is not a safe place. But the shepherd guides his sheep out to safety. Safety because there's a shepherd there. What does it say about the hireling? When the wolf comes, he runs. When there's a shepherd and the wolf comes, it's the wolf that runs, because the shepherd is there to take care of the sheep. He leads them out to safety, and he leads us out to safety by angels. Psalm 34:7. The angels of God encampeth around about them that love him and delivers them. What could be better than that? You know, there's people today who would put more confidence in a wooden fence than they would in God's angels. Maybe some of us make that mistake, forgetting that as Christians, we are surrounded by angels. We don't need a fence. We don't always need a sheepfold. We've got the protection that God has planned for us to have. Now, if you're still in the sheepfold, and you're still in the world, and you think you're in a safe place, don't be fooled. It's not safe. You may be attracted to this world and its false safety and its false security and its false food and its false water. But it's all false. What you need is to get out. There's only one way to get out. And that's through the door, and the door is Jesus Christ. And you have got to make the move. You picture that sheep in that sheepfold. And there's a door, and the door opens, and the shepherd is calling him by name. The sheep has got to make the decision to follow that shepherd out. Have you done that? Do you have the guts to do it? And just think of all those sheep in the sheepfold saying, "Don't go outside. How do you know what's out there? How do you know it's better out there than here? You ever been out there?" No, but there have been sheep who left with the shepherd and came back in to tell us about it, because it says, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." So the sheep who have been brave enough to go out and follow that shepherd have also been sent back in to tell others about it. So what is it like out there? It's great. It's all that the shepherd claims it would be. There is nice green grass out there and fresh water, and it's beautiful and it's wonderful and it's clean. Have you taken the step to follow the shepherd out? Or is this world too enticing to you? Is this world too satisfying? Have you accepted it as though that's all there is? There's more than that. There's something outside. The shepherd leads us to safety because of each other. Because of each other. There's safety in being with Christians. He said, "Forsake not the gathering of yourselves together." And so much the more as you see the day approaching. There's times coming, times of the end, times of distress, times of famine, times of problems. Get together, he says. And get together more when you see more trouble coming. Why? Because there's safety in that. There's power in it. Now the shepherd leads us out also to a real leader. A real shepherd. Can you imagine, picture that inside the sheepfold again. Hope you're holding on to this picture. All those sheep inside, and there's one big fellow in there, and he becomes boss. He's the big guy. standing by the feed trough first. And boy, is he powerful.
What for?
Me first. He's going to push everybody away. He's the big boss inside.
Have you met up with leaders like that?
I have. You know, in school, I was the second littlest guy in class all the way through. In those days, he was rang up by height. I'm number two all the time. Little guy. So I suffer at the hands of these big bullies. I know what it's like. Boy, as we run this elementary Christian Academy today, I'm looking out for the bullies. I'm not bigger than he is. I knew what it was like to be tormented by human beings who thought they were leaders. They were leaders to get their own way and to get what they wanted. And the sheepfold is full of them. So the shepherd is leading us out to a real leader, Jesus Christ. Who does he take care of first? The sheep. He didn't care about himself at all. He didn't take care of himself. He still doesn't. He takes care of his sheep first. What a leader that is. So he leads us out to a real leader. Read the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And the whole picture of the 23rd Psalm is not a sheepfold. It's outside the sheepfold. He leads me by the still waters. He leads me by green pastures. What a beautiful picture. Now, there's a possibility, as we think about the sheepfold, this the world today. And a lot of people would like out. They want out. But they don't really want to get out. They'd like to get away from some of the problems, but they like some of the enticements that are there. And so there's a little act we go through where let's bring something inside the sheepfold that will make it religious. Then we won't have to leave. Then we don't have to make a commitment. We don't have to make a choice. We'll just stay here. So we'll bring something in. Religion. True religion, maybe one day a week we can act like we're outside the sheepfold, clean up, you know, get everything nice and clean. And one day out of the week we can act like we're outside. We're not really outside. Do you know what kind of a religious act we put on? We're still not outside. By bringing something religious into my life, and I'm still in the world, does not change the fact that I'm still there. I haven't moved at all. The shepherd is still outside calling me by name. Now, something else we could do. We could make something inside the sheepfold supernatural. Supernatural. We'll drag some things into the sheepfold. We'll bring a cross in. We'll stack it in the corner. And we'll be very reverent of that. You know Israel did that? Look at 2 Kings 18:4. This is something that King Hezekiah did when he started destroying and removing all the things that God hated that Israel was doing. 2 Kings 18:4, he removed the high places and broke the images and cut down the idols, and he broke in pieces the bronze serpent that Moses had made. For unto those days the children of Israel did burn incense to it, and he called it Nehushtan. Imagine. Remember that brass serpent in the wilderness that Moses made and was put up on a pole, and they were told, if you look at the serpent, you'll be healed. And those that did look at the serpent were healed. What did they do after that? Burned incense to it. As though that grass serpent was supernatural. As though that grass serpent healed them. It did not. God did. So Hezekiah destroyed it because the people were worshiping worshiping it.
You see, this is the idea of Gnosticism, of making some object supernatural that is not. It's a very attractive thing.
We have awesome today. We were noticing in our school, we had a room, a couple of assembly rooms, one of them has pews in it. And when the kids sit in the pews, they don't answer any questions, they don't make comments, they're very subdued. But when we go to the other assembly room with our chairs, they answer questions, they're very active, and they get involved.
Very interesting. What's wrong with pews?
Pews are churchianity. Pews are fine. I'm not talking about pews. But we have a tendency to take some piece of furniture and make it supernatural so that we stand in awe of it. You see what's wrong with that? I stand in awe of the pew and not of God. I might behave myself in a place because there's pews in it. I should behave because God is in it. And you remember, years ago, I was taught that you couldn't play ball on Sunday. You guys are fortunate. We couldn't even breathe on Sunday. I thought if I breathed too loud, I'd be offending somebody. But finally came a time when I became sensible, and I grew up and I played ball on Sunday. You know what my first thought was? I wonder what they will think. You see, I had a guilt about what they will think because I'm playing ball on Sunday. God never entered my mind about playing ball on Sunday. In all those years, I followed that law because I was afraid of offending people who made the law. God didn't even enter my mind. And that's dreadful. Because I should have been taught to govern my life according to what God thinks, and not what man thinks. See, we can make certain things supernatural, and we can give them our allegiance and our worship, and God is left out of the picture completely. So, in this sheepfold, in this world, we can bring in all kinds of supernatural objects. And where are we? Still in the sheepfold. That beautiful cross we put in the corner doesn't clean up the mud. Neither does it clean up the water. No, you see, we're still in the wrong place. And those things are not supernatural. We can bring man in, as so many churches have done. And that man is revealed to a greater degree than God is. Amazing. I can't imagine why today so many people in churches are not aware of the fact that these pastors are destroying the church with their behavior. Because they believe they are supernatural in some way, that they have a position above everybody else. And what is happening, that they are honored and God is not. We often think of the time during the war when we're cleaning out a town. A very dangerous operation because you're going through the town and you have to go through every house. And we came to this bombed out church. There's not a window left in it. There's no roof on it. There's no doors in it. It's just four walls. And we stepped into this church. There's a lot of rubble inside. And one guy says, "Stop swearing, we're in the church." Was God in that empty, bombed out place? Wasn't God outside too? You see, all of that time he walked through that church, his conversation was clean. Stepped out the other side, boom, turned blue again. You see, what happens? To make some object supernatural, and our awareness of that causes us to change our particular habits at the moment. But we're still in the sheepfold. We're still in the mud. We're still wallowing in that stuff. And the shepherd is still at the door saying, "Come on outside where it's real." There's many things we could do. There's many things you could do if you want to stay in the world. Oh, it does have its attractions. But the attractions are like that sheepfold and the sheep in it. They're not going anywhere. And they are trapped. And they're not enjoying life the way it could be. Because he's giving us an illustration here for us to compare the difference
between a sheep that's a prisoner in a sheepfold and a sheep that's free out in the green pastures. Which do you want?
I think it's obvious, isn't it?
There's freedom following that shepherd. All we have to do is make that choice. He's calling you by name. You have to make the decision. Now you can stay in the world. You can stay a little safer here. I don't know what's outside. No, you don't know what's outside. Except you know this one thing. There's a shepherd. There's a shepherd. Who do you have now? Who do you have as a shepherd now? All of the forces of the world. You know, more and more we are becoming body people in this world. And the attractions and the control is the body. And the world is pushing this madly. You can have body as your shepherd. It doesn't lead anywhere. But to self-gratification and self-destruction. Whereas outside, it's entirely different. Where the shepherd restores your soul. He restores my soul. He brings me back to being me in a very beautiful way. Where the emphasis is not on the body, but on the soul through the Spirit, so that we become the type of human being that God wants us to be, and a very happy one at that. Well, here we are, thinking about sheepfolds. Where are we? Where would we like to be? Like to go outside? We need to be in, as far as God is concerned. And, you know, when I was a kid, all the time it seemed we were locked in. I always had to be in the house, or in school, or in someplace else, and I was always looking out the window. I always got in trouble in school because I was looking out the window. You had big windows and you could see out. And you think they'd make windows today in schools where you can see out. I wanted out. And to me, the real living was out there. And in a sense it is. The fields and the grass and the woods, things to really enjoy. Think of it now in the spiritual realm. Where are we? Are we enjoying what God wants us to enjoy? Are we free spiritually? Have we taken the time to follow the shepherd out? Well, if we don't quit now, we won't have that extra 5 minutes. Let's listen to the shepherd's voice. He's calling us out. And once he's called us out, we're Christians, let's go in and out and find pasture. We've got to go back in and tell the other sheep that are still in the world, this is not the way it is. There's a better life following the shepherd. Let's get on with the job. It's a delightful one. Shall we pray?